You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Proverbs, chapter 21 and verse 31. The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. This passage gives us an understanding of the workings of the Lord. It is okay to prepare the horse against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. Other version says victory or deliverance is of the Lord. So God wants you to pass your exams. Well, you should read. You should read. Not reading is not faith. If you have faith, you will read, because you are to prepare the horse, but God himself, he will give you victory. I've prepared for exams that at the end of the day, there was an exam. I was to write an English exam, and this English is going to be very important, that I won't be able to move forward or go to the university without having this English, without having at least a credit in English. And I was well prepared for the exam. And when we were called in and I sat down, what I didn't know is this, that while we were standing outside waiting to be called in for the exams, very terrible dark insect have crawled in through my trousers. And they were just there. They didn't bite me while we were outside. They were all there. And then I sat down. Did you notice these ants? They didn't bite me. But as soon as they said, start, then suddenly they started biting me. And this was a crucial exam in that stage in my life. You know, I didn't know the Lord as much. But in the midst of that pain and the importance of that exam, I remember I cried to Jesus. I said, Lord God, save me. And suddenly, the bite and the pain just ceased. And then I settled down and I wrote that exam. And by the grace of God, I passed that exam. But when I got back to the hostel and I undressed myself, I was shocked. There were ants all over my body and they were all dead. You see, I prepared. But despite that, my preparation, if the Lord didn't help me, I would still have failed that exam. So that's the point, that prepare, but also understand and trust the Lord with all of your heart. I also want to stress that the Bible clearly says safety is of the Lord. We live in a world where we are afraid. That's the truth. We are afraid. In fact, sometimes the reason why people are relocating from one part of the world to the other is insecurity. And I'm not saying people should not do that if they truly feel insecure. But I want you to truly know that safety is of the Lord. There's nowhere you are on the face of the earth today. It is only the Lord that can keep you safe. The best airplane, they crash. In fact, some of the latest airplane that you will think that they will be safe, they crash. Some of the old ones that you will think that this one will crash. Have you not flown in an aircraft before? That it looks like it can just drop from the sky anytime. That aircraft will still get you to your destination. But you are in an aircraft where everything is high tech, it is new, the pilots are well trained and so on, and it crashed and killed everybody. We are not happy with that. We are simply saying, brethren, safety is of the Lord. The Lord is able to keep you safe. The Lord kept Daniel safe. Safety is of the Lord. The Lord kept Peter safe. Safety is of the Lord. Brethren, the Lord knows how to hide men. Did you know that? The Lord, he knows how to hide us from evil, to hide us from untimely death, to hide us from pain. Safety is of the Lord. Be rest assured. Don't be anxious. Okay, don't be anxious that, oh, evil will just suddenly come upon you, maybe because of where you are. No, safety is of the Lord. No matter what is going on where you are, let your trust be in the Lord. Safety is of him. It is not in the Navy SEAL. It is not in the best police force. Thank God for those forces. But safety is of the Lord. I pray that you will find safety in Jesus Christ today, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.